I don't know what you've been going through. Some of you that have, like me, have tested positive for COVID-19.
This is my testimony, everybody.
Come on, songs goes like this.
Keeper247.com. Welcome back to Behind the Mic Podcast with my husband and your host, Daryl Kemp. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you visit the bookkeeper247.com to catch up on all of our new content. Sign up for the newsletter as well. You just never know when the next big social media platform is going to fold. On the third episode of season two of Behind the Mic, Daryl sits down with upcoming gospel artist Brianna Ray. They discuss topics such as her testimony, her relationship with God, and is Brianna Ray going to take the COVID-19 vaccine? What about you? Is that same vaccine on your 2021 agenda? Also, 520 Presents drops their very first collaboration of the year with Philly's own artist, Microphone. The song is called Through It All, and it features Wheeze, the satellite kid of Artificial Christian. Don't forget, subscribe to our podcast for the most in-depth show in hip-hop, Behind the Mic, with my hubby and your host, Daryl Kemp. Let's go!
What up, this is Chris TYK, and you're rocking with the Bookkeeper 247 Podcast. Check out my new single, You Have Me, featuring Alicia Renee, on all streaming platforms right now.
Welcome to the Bookkeeper 247 Podcast, where we are changing the culture of God through media. I am your host, Daryl Kemp, from thebookkeeper247.com, bringing you interviews from music artists that's on the rise. These upcoming artists are using their gifts from God to change the narrative of the deception of music in our culture, the same music that have ruined the lives of so many. Today, we will be interviewing a talented artist with incredible musical gifts. She can sing with the best of them and has a hot EP out and multiple hot singles. Also, she's our very first ever fantasy football winner in our Bookkeeper 247 Fantasy Football League. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome my friend, my sister, Brianna Ray. Welcome to Behind the Mic Podcast.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. So what we like to do here, we ask questions, but we really like the conversation. We really like everything to flow right in a conversation, and just let the family know who the artist is and who you are, and some of the things that we share in our thoughts. So the first thing I have for you, Brianna Ray, is what's behind the name Brianna Ray?
Well, it's actually my name. Like, yeah. The name, my birth certificate. Ray is my middle name. So, Brianna Ray, R-A-E. Simple as that.
Simple as that. Make it simple. I like that. On the birth certificate. I like that. So, where are you from, Brianna?
I'm from Silver Spring, Maryland.
Oh, Silver Spring. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's East Coast.
Yeah.
That's right. So if you could, you know, we like to break the ice a little bit. So since you spanked us in the first season of fantasy football, right? I got to ask you, what's your favorite team in football?
I feel like I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this. But what do they call them now? Washington's or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? They dropped the Redskins, so we just Washington.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. But yeah, that's my team.
Oh man, see now, you spanked me in fantasy football, and me being a diehard Cowboys fan, we in the same division.
Uh-oh.
You know, yeah. But I like the direction y'all going in. I hate it didn't work for Dwayne Haskins as a quarterback, but y'all have a great story with Alex coming back after that crucial injury to his leg and playing again, you know, and I thought that was one of the best stories of the National Football League this year, so... Yeah. Yep. And then y'all got an up-and-coming stud in Chase Young, the defensive lineman. Yeah, he's going to be good. Yeah, I knew you had to do something because, you know, not being chauvinistic or anything, but, you know, I guess everybody may have looked at Brianna like, we got a woman in our fantasy football league. We know she ain't going to win. And, boy, you came in there and smoked all of us, right? So that's a good thing. Congratulations on your win, the fantasy football. And do you watch any other sports than football?
Not really. Not really. I watch a little bit of basketball. I like Miami Heat. Other than that, not really.
Oh, okay. So a diehard football fan. Yeah, I had my partner shine on me on the first episode, and he a Washington fan. So, and he up there in the same area you're in. I guess they call that the metro area.
Yeah,
metropolitan between, because all that's mixed up. Virginia, Maryland, D.C. Yeah, so shine up there. Shout out to Shine on me, you know. So with you being our first fantasy football winner too, this also makes a first for this podcast Behind the Mic, because you're our first female on here, right? And on top of that, you're I wouldn't know what to classify you as really, because you're so involved in our Christian hip hop space, but the lungs you got as a gospel artist, right? You know, the way you be blowing over them tracks, right? You know, so what do you consider yourself as, a gospel artist, a Christian hip hop artist, or what?
Like you said, I dip and dabble in a couple things. I don't like to limit myself, but the name that they're trying to give me is Inspirational Vibe Music.
Okay.
So it might be something, you know, bop your head to, which is where, you know, the Christian hip hop would come in. But then there's other, you know, more traditional sounding gospel songs. Mm-hmm. I would call myself a gospel artist at the end of the day. So.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, I think because when... you first sent me one of your songs, I believe it was Save Me, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm waiting, I'm hearing the vocals, you know, and I didn't know that was you blowing on the track, right? And then, you know, I hear What's the artist you had featured on that song?
Rail the Worshipper.
Yeah, Rail the Worshipper. So I'm waiting on a female to come in with the rap, right? With the bar. And then Rail the Worshipper comes on, but I must confess, that's one of my favorite songs you ever put out, right? Man, me and my family vibed to that on the way to church and from church and everything else when you release that track.
I appreciate it.
That's right. So what's your inspiration to the music? You're a gospel singer. What inspires you to give the message of God through your music?
I would say music has always been like my thing. It's always been the thing that I was most passionate about, the thing that I go to if I'm happy, sad, excited, anything. So it was kind of like predestined. I wanted to be a singer since I knew how to talk, basically, because you know how the kids always say, oh, I want to be a police officer or a fireman or a doctor or something like that. My thing was a singer. It's always been. And so I think that is a gift. And the way I actually came about getting into gospel music mm-hmm. is I had a dream, and it was this voice. It kind of sounded scary, but I knew that it was God. You know how, mm-hmm. you know, people might look different in your dreams, but you know that it's this specific person. And so I knew it was God. And the voice said, you know what you need to do. Mm-hmm. And so from then on, I was like, okay. Because you know, it shook me a little bit. I woke up out of my sleep. I was like, okay, I got you. And from then on, gospel.
Amen. That's what's up. You know, God will speak to us in our dreams. But I give you a shout out for listening to God. Because a lot of times, you know, God will get in touch with us, but then we go do our own thing, you know.
Right.
And I was thinking probably over the last few months, because, I mean, I listen to a lot of Christian hip hop, of course, but also I listen to a lot of gospel. Tamla Mann and, you know, the big singers and even I probably get some hate for this, but I even like Dietrich Haden, you know, some of his stuff, his vibe and stuff like that, right? So I love my gospel music as well as my Christian hip hop. But one day I was riding and me and my wife just didn't feel like listening, you know, no hip hop or nothing. So we put on some R&B. And we was listening to the R&B and I had a thought like, wow, you know, we talk about hip hop being secular, you know, and their message in hip hop, but some of the messages in R&B are just as bad as, you know, as what we condemn in hip hop, right? You know,
right.
So, you know, I commend you for, taking the challenge from God to be a gospel singer, because you could easily have been an R&B singer and, you know, probably expanded in this world today. Did you ever wrestle with that?
I did. I believe that's why the voice sounded the way it was, mm-hmm. out of frustration. Mm-hmm. Because I was just now starting into the whole business, and I was deciding if I wanted to do full-on gospel. I knew I wanted to somehow put a message out there and mm-hmm. like people would know like she messed with God, but I was gonna do it kind of like a Kelly Price Fantasia, where mm-hmm. I kind of, okay, I do some love songs here and there, but then, you know, I'm down with God at the same time. So I was kind of going to stay on that little bridge. And he was like, oh, no, you got to choose this mm-hmm. side. So.
Yeah, sort of like can't walk that fence. You know?
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, we look at, and it's interesting you brought up Kelly Price and Fantasia, because you know, I listen to them, I like them, they sing. And matter of fact, I believe on Fantasia last album, my partner hit me up and he was like, D, had you heard that? I don't even know the name of the song, but it was jumping. It was a gospel song, but you know how Fantasia do, right? You know, but it's the other songs that get mixed in there that lead people astray. So yeah, you know, I commend you. Did you come up like singing in a church or?
Yes. I grew up in the church. I was in the children's choir. That's when I had my big break. Like most, you know, singers, the basic story. I had my little solo. It was Potter's House in the children's choir. And that was my first solo, first time I performed anything like that. And from there, we just kept going. As I got older, I started to get into doing more solo songs just by myself. I actually started out in the church. Of course, I did the children's choir. But then we moved churches due to location and stuff. And at this church, I actually started out doing liturgical dance. And so I was known in the church as, oh, she dances, she's a dancer. And then one day I decided I wanted to do a solo and sing. And so I sang and they was like, oh, we didn't know, you know, you were a singer too. We thought you were a dancer. And so praise team contacted me and then I started doing praise team and all things music. They didn't really ask me to dance no more once they heard me singing. So that's how that whole story went about.
Oh, that's what's up. Now, you said the Potter's House. Now, I'm thinking that's in Dallas, but you all have one up there in Maryland, too?
Oh, you talking about the church name?
Yeah, the church name.
No, I'm talking about the song Potter's House was my first
name. Okay. I got you. Yeah, I'm like, oh, she's singing in front of T.D. Jakes. You know, yeah. So, yeah, I got you, the Potter's House. Yeah, that's awesome, though, how we get breaks like that. And speaking of break, we're going to take our first break right now. We'll be back after these messages.
Yo, 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 it's your boy YJO with Enoch Flow Records, letting you know if you need beats, engineering, graphic design, website creation, Enoch Flow is the way to go. I'm going to tell you why. Beats and engineering. All beats are produced by yours truly, exclusively with no leases. And I'll even throw engineering in there for you. Graphic design and website creation. Bring your next single, EP, or album artwork to life with DC Graphics, led by Damian Clinton. Best graphic designer in the business. That's no cap. Get all these services and more only at Enoch Flow Records. Peace.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. Yes, I said it, free. Secondly, there's creation tools that will allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer when the inspiration hits you to record. Thirdly, Anchor will distribute your podcast, meaning it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Talk about a time saver. And last but not least, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So there you have it. Everything you need to make a podcast all in one. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Can't wait to hear what you create with Anchor.
All right, welcome back to The Ride, y'all. We're kicking it with gospel artist Brianna Ray, sitting down on Behind the Mic podcast, my friend, my sister. So I would like, if you don't mind, what brought you into the faith? What's your You can give the long version, the short version, but what's your testimony, your awakening moment when you was like, not just about the music, but I got to follow God?
Okay, so I was baptized twice. Mm-hmm. The first time I was baptized, I think I was about 8 or 9. I was really young. But it was the first time that I felt God. Like, something was moving in my spirit. I didn't know how to quite describe it, being so young, but I just knew I wanted to make that decision. And so I did get baptized and everything. And, you know, years went by. Of course, life happens. And I wanted to redirect my path. And so at around age 17, I got rebaptized. It was at a conference, a youth conference. And it was funny because it was almost like a, how can I describe it? It was like, you get baptized. So it was just a whole bunch of people. It was kind of quick. But I did feel it in my spirit that that's what I wanted to do. And yeah, from then on, my relationship changed. I got closer. I felt like I always kind of looked at God as not on my level, not something I can talk to or someone I can talk to, like higher than me, which he is, but I didn't feel worthy, or like I didn't have that type of relationship where I felt like I can talk to him and he understands and we can talk like we're friends. We can talk like he's my father. And so that's when that whole change happened. And as I got older, it just got, you know, deeper, the relationship. And honestly, it's a relationship that I get excited about, and because it's always changing, it's always growing. And so, yeah, we tight.
Yeah, that's what's up. I think that's where most people go wrong is, yeah, we say, but then we start building relationship, you know, with God. And I like how you said you can go to him as a friend, your father, and have conversations and build on that. I had read an article one time that says between the ages of 19 and 32, 33 is where we have the biggest gap of people that's not involved with God or the church. You know, do you ever have the struggles of that? Not well, first, do you participate? Do you go to church?
Right now, no, because of quarantine.
Yeah, because of quarantine. Oh. Yeah.
But yes, usually I would be going to church. I think a lot of the time, especially for college students, it kind of gets shaky going to church because you're not home. And so, and I know that for myself, I didn't have a car or anything, so I would have to rely on other people, you know, get a ride and things like that. And you kind of, you lose the urge to go. It doesn't seem as necessary as when you're home. And so, but I made sure that whenever I was home, I did go. And I wanted to start changing that, but then quarantine and stuff happened, so.
Yeah, exactly. I miss my church family. We've been doing Zoom, and I mean, we're still, you know, the message still there, don't get me wrong. I watch my pastor on YouTube or on a Zoom call, but it's just not the fellowship.
Right. It's not the same.
So, yeah, I think the biggest discussion now is whether or not we're going to take the vaccine or not, you know, in our circle and in our church members. But I go to church with a lot of older. I go to a seasoned church. My pastor say don't call them old. So I go to a I go to a seasoned church, and a lot of the seasoned members, they're gonna take the vaccine, but I haven't made up my mind yet.
Oh, see. I don't mean to knock anybody's, you know, decision, because, you know, it is a dangerous virus and everything. And so you got to do what you got to do to protect your health. But as for me, in my house,
that's right. Yeah, me and my wife's in the medical field, and she even thought about if they make her take it, she's probably switching jobs.
Yeah.
You know, and we, you know, well, you know, but we all had, me, the twins, my wife, we all had COVID-19, and, you know, God brought us through it. And I got a friend, the artist on the on our side on the Bookkeeper 247, and he said it the best. He said that if the spirit leads you to take it, he has no problem with it. But the spirit has led him not to take it, and you shouldn't have a problem with that. So right. I like the way, you know, I like the way he put that.
That's, yeah, right. Can't go wrong. Mm. With
no, nah, you can't go wrong with that.
I just, you know, I don't have a lot of trust in our system right now because of everything going on, especially, you know. So
if
I need to feel protected, I got God for that. So I just,
amen. That leads me to think too, you know, about our system. I think that me and Joseph, we talked about it a little bit, and what our mission is here as Christians is to spread the word of God. And we get caught up in this system, Republican, Democrat, black, white, brown, and it's okay to go vote, you know, there's power in the vote and everything like that. But after we vote, we can't have our political ties mixed in or disturbing or hindering our faith walk. You know, and, you know, taking us off mission, like the thing that happened in the Capitol up there by you and them storming the Capitol. You know, we all are opinionated. We all have our own ideas about it. But whether the person agrees with it or disagrees, right? Is still a way as believers and non-believers that we still have to be able to shine the light of God to people. Mm-hmm. And that's our mission, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can actually speak to that just a little bit. I don't know if you know of Chrisette Michele.
Mm-hmm. I do.
And how she sang at the inauguration for Trump.
That's right. So,
I had strong feelings about that because as Christians, as believers, our whole entire reason is to spread the gospel and to show people God and who he is. And so I feel like she got so much hate for that, and she was canceled and everything else. And she tried to come back, actually, I saw it on social media, and, you know, say, it basically explain herself and reinvent herself as an artist to get back out there, because she was kind of discouraged from all the people, you know, putting her down. And everybody was still saying the same thing, oh no, she's canceled, and da da da. And I'm just like, if you're really a Christian, you would understand that no matter where you are in any space, if you have the opportunity to spread the love of God and the gospel, it is your duty, it's your job to fulfill that. Sure. You know, you I don't care who was in the crowd. We know who was in the crowd. Mm-hmm. But those are the people who need it the most.
That's right.
And so she didn't go there, and I see if she was going down there and singing a secular song or something like that, but she was singing gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something I believe that those people needed to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And so we let all cancel culture and all that kind of stuff get in the way of all those things. But we have to remember why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely. And that's, you know, that cancel culture and like we're talking about President Trump right now and people putting the president and the flag over everything and mm-hmm. and the cancel culture. And my thing is, it's not one person in this world that's going to lead us where we need to be except for Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking, you know, as a whole, as in people, not all of us, but some of us, even Christians, because even though I don't comment, I see the battles between Republicans and Democrats, and this person was a Christian. And I'm looking at some of these tweets and some of this stuff on the comments, and I'm like, wow, you're a Christian, but you said that? You know, what justifies that, you know? And then with the cancel culture, you know, I'm like, okay, you speak about what you want to speak about. Cool, I get it. But you're not going to deny me by talking about what I want to speak about. You know, now, I love you. You know, God loves you, but God also has punishment for not doing what we're supposed to be doing, you know, at the end game. You know, it's eternal life one way or the other, whether people don't want to admit it. We're either going to be with him or we're either going to be in hell, you know. So, you know, this life right here is just what does the Bible say? It withers like grass, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and I feel you on that. She delivering the gospel message. She got dogged out, you know, by cancel culture and everything like that. And I really do agree with you, Bria, on that. So, yeah, after that, we'll take another short break and we'll be back after these messages.
Stay tuned to the freshest Christian hip hop show. In the words of Arnold Schwarzenegger, we'll be back.
Charles gonna come, but we can't run away from him. You can't get around him either. Just gotta go through him, you know. Tomorrow ain't promised, so I'ma wake up and get it today. Put my faith in the Lord and just pray that he's leading the way. Cause heaven knows I'm setting goals. Never met before, the enemy trying to get to me is now my stepping stone. And I done came too far to lose it now. Every day before today was proving grounds. Talking fights with lust and I've been losing rounds. Now the lawyer, but boy, I've been through some trials. Losing the cell, not sure if I'd ever be getting out. Reading scriptures about freedom in jail to breathe out. But my God got me through it, he was with me. And it, I really almost blew it. He led me to the finish and never dropped me. Nobody could ever stop me. I was in a fire. Came out with no ashes around me in the deepest waters. No life jacket was really drowning till I shift my focus to the one who can really stop
being
me like
through the fire, right. Being through the flood. Whole squad maneuver like we get it from the mud. And the way the wind said it like we get it from the dub. Dirty need a whole lot of dub. Fire licking furious and flooded had his anger. Thankful that I never got entangled. Thank you for a gift and your love. Dirty need a whole lot of love.
Never back down, I stand up on 2 feet. When I'm back down, come up swinging like Bruce Lee. Can't slack now, made different denim, got new jeans. Every last trial I thought would kill me just grew me. See, I came from the bottom, got it right out the mud. Every day, a different fight, I had to put on them gloves. To wear hate, the same time, the pastor tell me to love. It was Christ, so I reached out to the one that's above. And he came and freed me, washed the dirty, cleaned me. In the flood, he seen me drowning, now I'm swimming in that same water. People think it's so outlandish. I'm sitting in his presence, made me so outstanding. But I promise you, if you believe the Lord's with you, then you'll defeat the hardest stuff. And you'll perceive that all this love supersedes all this stuff. And you can get through anything like that.
Being through the flood.
Yeah.
Whole squad maneuver like we get it from the mud.
Yeah.
And the way the wind said it like we get it from the dub.
Yeah.
Dirty need a whole lot of dub. Fire licking furious and flooding had his anger.
No matter what it look like.
Never got entangled.
You gon' get through it.
Getting to know your love.
Cause he got
girl, you need a whole lot of love.
Just keep on
through the fire, right. Being through the flood. Whole squad maneuver like we get it from the mud. And the way that we said it like we get it from the dub. Dirty need a whole lot of dub. Fire looking furious and flooded, had his angles. Thankful that I never got entangled. Thank you for getting to know your love. Dirty need a whole lot of love.
Thank you for joining us. Remember, you can help us by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing. For all of the YouTube listeners, make sure you hit the alert notifications. Also, if you would like to donate a monetary blessing, go to the description located inside our Anchor link or our PayPal link. The donations will help our growth regarding better equipment so that we can spread the word of God even further. Thank you again, and until next time, God bless, 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 bless.